This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we launch into the third hour of the program, the Venezuelan economy is very, very bad right now, thanks to the government, of course, and that is resulting in people canceling Christmas. They just can't afford it. They can barely afford to put food on the table, let alone anything under a tree, let alone have a tree in the first place. And so we'll continue with that discussion. There's a little bit more, Daryl, that you wanted to share.
Yes.
From the story over at, was it Fusion.net?
Fusion.net.
And we'll continue that. But first, your calls and thoughts as we kick off the third hour here. And then coming up, a woman who wants to marry a robot. Yeah, it's apparently a real story. We'll get into that here. Charlie is in Arizona. Go ahead, Charlie.
Lord help us. At least you didn't rant about conspiracies.
Yeah, we're not a conspiracy show.
It's all boilerplate anyway, but you were talking about how things in Venezuela resemble the depression here in the 30s. And my parents were a young married couple during that time, and trust me, that was nothing like what they have down there.
You're saying it's much worse in Venezuela?
Well, when things start disappearing off shelves, that's when you know you're in a depression.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the one in 2008. They're trying to say the Great Recession, but aside from packaging getting smaller, things did disappear off shelves. So it was closer to a depression, but the difference is down there, it's, things just aren't available. It doesn't matter.
That's right.
You know, you said lawyers and professors and stuff, if you cannot buy products, no matter how many boulevards you had. And,
yeah, if the shelves are empty, then the money doesn't do any good. That's true.
Well, it was nice of you to buy those worthless pieces of paper. I also have an update for you from Arizona here. I just heard it on the news tonight. An appeals court dismissed a DUI against a gentleman that had gotten pulled over, and they charged him with DUI because he had a MMJ card.
Medical marijuana. Okay.
Yeah, and you can get a DUI for being too sleepy, but it was just a traffic stop. But they saw the card and charged him, and the appeals court came down that there has to be a certain amount, you know, to actually make that charge stick.
And well, that's interesting.
Other thing, the wall that Trump wants to build, you better make it really tall. they just recently have been using air cannons to shoot bundles over the border. the one they caught was 37 pounds.
Wow.
Which they said was about the size of a 55-gallon drum, so you know, they line those up along the border, and, pretty crazy.
Charlie, thanks for the stories tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's see if we can find out more about this DUI story.
Story from Washington Times.
You found something on it?
Yes.
Is this recent?
Yeah, 7 hours ago.
Oh, wow. Okay, breaking news.
Yes. Actually, the story's from 7 hours ago. The court decision was from yesterday. The court, in a 2-1 split decision, ruled that Arizona police must be able to prove that an alleged DUI offender was too impaired to drive, regardless of the outcome of a blood test.
Excellent.
The decision stems from 2013 arrest of Nadir Ishaq, an Arizona man who had been stopped by Mesa police after the car he had been driving allegedly drifted into another lane. An arresting officer later testified that his eyes were bloodshot and watery and said that he admitted to having smoked cannabis earlier in the day. Ishaq was subsequently charged with one count of driving while impaired to the slightest degree and driving with marijuana in his body, and was ordered to spend 90 days behind bars.
Driving while impaired to the slightest degree? Is that a charge?
That apparently is the charge in Arizona.
It's a strange-sounding DUI
yes.
charge.
In Thursday's decision, however, Appellate Judge Diane Johnson wrote for the majority that Ishaq was denied a fair case because a city court judge prohibited him from showing at trial that he possessed a state-issued medical cannabis card.
Well, now, aren't there some states where if you have a medical card, you're basically not allowed to drive?
Right. So Colorado and Washington, you're allowed to drive. You just can't have more than 5 nanograms of THC per milliliter of blood. And basically anybody that uses any amount of cannabis frequently will always have more than 5 nanograms per milliliter.
So I think this is a good decision here to say that an individual has to show signs of impairment to, you know, take a test and fail it. For instance, you know, walking the line or touching their nose or whatever the test might happen to be, in order to show that they are impaired, in order to, you know, get a proper DUI charge against
them. And this, the appeals court here relied heavily on a state Supreme Court decision, out of Arizona, where the Supreme Court ruled last year, 2015, that patients charged with DUI can argue that, quote, the concentration of marijuana or its impairing metabolite in the body was insufficient to cause impairment.
And they can now argue that, is what you're saying?
That's what the Supreme Court ruled last year.
All right. Good.
So as long as you can say, hey, I was totally able to function.
Now,
there have been studies that have been done. Granted, not necessarily scientific studies per se, but there have been studies done where people have either been given alcohol and drive on a closed course or smoked cannabis and drive on a closed course to where the people using the cannabis, at some point they're like, I can't drive.
Yep, they know. They're aware.
And then
aware
tester is like, well, no, you have to drive. But I can't. Doesn't matter. Still do it. You're on a closed course,
right.
So you know, you're not going to wind up getting hurt.
Just going to run over a cone.
Just going to run over some cones and are okay. And then, you know, obviously they wind up failing the test. Whereas the people that were drunk,
that's right,
they're like, oh yeah, I'm still good to drive. Get in the car.
Give me the keys.
Give me the keys.
Yeah. That's true. It was a news station. I saw that right after Washington had legalized it, one of the news stations there performed that test. It was very, very interesting and quite entertaining as well because they interviewed the people as they were stoned and tipsy.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you know, the case that you mentioned, the guy was his own worst enemy in that case. It's worth pointing out he admitted to having smoked marijuana earlier in the day, and then the police arrested him. So had he not actually told the police that he had smoked the marijuana, that probably would have made it a little more difficult for them to gather the evidence that they needed to charge him. And I'm glad that he got the appeal success. But
possibly, but you know, it's still one of those things of, you know, he's got a cannabis card. So what, you know, he's probably thinking, what do I have to fear? I've got a cannabis card. This should protect me.
Didn't.
But it didn't at the time. Ultimately, he did wind up getting some sort of vengeance isn't the right word, but you know, recompense.
See, the thing is, I mean, that's true, but it's 3 years later, and who knows what he had to pay in attorney's fees and so on and so forth. And ultimately, the court decision is a good one, so it worked out for the larger perspective for the rest of the people under that appeals court's ruling. But ultimately, I mean, if all the police had was, sir, your eyes are bloodshot and watery, Well, that doesn't mean anything. He could have just broken up with his girlfriend and was,
right,
like, you know, crying his eyes out and driving home or whatever. You don't have to tell the police anything about why your eyes are bloodshot. If they want to administer some sort of test and there's some sort of obligation for you to follow the test, you know, in some states,
right,
you kind of have to take the
Arizona's
thing.
One of those states, yeah, to where if you refuse, you lose your license for, like, 6 months.
Yeah, so get out and take the damn test. But you don't have to tell the cops anything,
right,
about your circumstances, because the more you tell them, the closer you're going to get to an arrest. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control. Sex robots? One woman wants to marry her robot. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. There's a woman claiming that she wants to marry a robot, and I didn't think we would be here at this point. 2016, it seems a little early for somebody to want to marry a robot, but we'll get into that story here in moments. Also, I want to let you know about a pillow. Now, I'm not interested in marrying the MyPillow, but it is a darn good pillow, and I sleep with it every night. So we're close, me and MyPillow.
You don't sleep with the pillow the same way that she wants to sleep with her robot.
Well, we don't know what she does with a robot, so that's not. She's not talking about.
I can speculate.
Yeah, she's not. She's not going into detail about that. But MyPillow, you can go and get one for yourself. And if it's not the best pillow you've ever used, you can send it back within the first 60 days and get your money back. And because they're really behind their product over at MyPillow.com, and you can get one at half off by using code FTL when you go to MyPillow.com. It'll also get that same code will also get you two for the price of one. So it's up to you how many you want to get. And again, guaranteed to last 10 years. So the quality is great. And they're saying if you don't like it for some reason, go ahead, send it back. They'll send you your money back. But you're probably going to love it. We've got Chris, our Thursday night co-host, who's had one of these things for years, apparently.
Yes.
So I'm relatively new to MyPillow, only having had it since earlier this year. But it's great. And you can try it out for yourself. Head over to MyPillow.com. By the way, it is washable. So if you want to put it in the washer and dryer, it's designed for that, unlike every other pillow I've ever seen in my life. And it's also designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. But you got to try it to see if you like it. MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go to Tom, he's calling us from Hudson, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I was just thinking the U.S. government bureaucrat policy towards Cubans is that they can get refugee status because they're living in a communist dictatorship. And the challenge, of course, is the two-faced hypocrisy of it all. If, let's say, I was to get me an airplane and start ferrying people from Cuba to the United States, immediately upon landing, my airplane would get confiscated. You know, you've got to pull up to the port of entry, and even though, you know, I bring them over to the international terminal and make them go through immigration, the United States won't send them back, because that would be cruel. That would be terrible. Cuba is a terrible dictatorship. But what's the big idea of bringing them to the United States? And, of course, they're being intercepted in international waters and even in U.S. coastal territorial waters, and they're not given due process under which to apply for refugee status because, oh, the Constitution doesn't apply in the water, even though they enforced the 18th Amendment prohibition in U.S. coastal territorial waters. So,
yeah.
And they enforced the U.S. income tax everywhere in the world. That's the 16th Amendment on U.S. citizens anywhere in the world. So the solution is if somebody could somehow convince the Mexican bureaucrats to start issuing tourist visas, you know, like a 30-day visa to visit Mexico. And then why would they want to go to Mexico? They don't want to live there, and they'd be kicked out after 30 days. What would be the point of that? Is that then they can transit Mexico to the international line and walk into a U.S. port of entry on the U.S. side of the line and apply for refugee status in unlimited numbers. And most of them would go to, let's say they fly to Mexico City and then transit to maybe Tijuana or maybe Nogales somewhere and apply for in refugee status and then eventually wind up in Miami. A rather roundabout route.
It is roundabout, yeah.
But it makes a lot more sense to just try to, you know, go the 90 miles of ocean from Havana to Key West.
But he's saying it would be more likely that you'd
buy an airplane ticket to Mexico City and then go from Mexico City to Tijuana and then try to get from Tijuana to Miami.
But he's saying that that would mean it would be more likely that they would get through. Right, Tom? You're saying that if they go the more roundabout route, they'd be more likely to be successful rather than being interceded on by the Coast Guard?
Right, but if they've got the money to buy an airplane ticket from Havana to Mexico City and then, you know, a bus ticket to Tijuana, then they could probably just go through the legal process of spending money directly with a lawyer.
Money does help in that certainly helps grease the wheels of the immigration
system. The people
system.
That are fleeing on boats are doing so with everything they own, and that's generally the clothes on their back.
It is a move of desperation.
They don't have the money to buy airplane tickets to Mexico City.
But they've got family members in Miami who can come up with a few bucks for that. They only have to get to Mexico.
Okay.
You know, maybe Cancun, and then
thank you for the idea, Tom. I appreciate it.
That's
toll-free
a good
number.
Idea, Tom. You should send them money for airplane tickets.
There you go. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Are we done with Venezuela?
There's just a little bit more here.
It's worth sharing. We can do that.
Right. So what the Venezuelan government did in a desperate attempt to correct the situation of stores not being able to sell stuff because nobody has money.
A woman running a clothing store down there said she had one customer buy one thing, or somebody bought one thing over the last week.
Yes, and another merchant that runs a men's apparel store said that sales have dropped 50% compared to last year. So the government has forced some stores to slash prices, which have generated long lines of desperate shoppers eager to buy something cheap. But that did not fix the problem.
No.
The government is still generating inflation by printing loads of cash in an effort to pay its debts. The IMF,
that's gonna work.
That's the International Monetary Fund, predicts that Venezuela's inflation rate for this year would go from about 700% to 2,200% next year.
Woo!
And the economy is expected to contract another 10%.
Oof. That's it.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, it's not going to be good. 2017, unless they get rid of Maduro, unless they, you know, overthrow, hopefully peacefully, as much as they can, unless the current government is displaced, whether it's a coup, whether it's, you know, the people just burning the buildings down or whatever, you know, kind of the Arab Spring of Venezuela, unless something like that changes, 2017 is going to be a bad year for Venezuela.
Yes.
If they can get rid of the socialist government, then the market can turn things around and repair itself. The market is a wonderful thing when it's allowed to actually work. And you've got these government goons that are just basically standing in the way of people trading, of people being able to exchange goods for services, of people being able to exchange one form of money for another at the rates that the market sets. That's what's screwing most of the stuff up in Venezuela. And then on top of that, you can't defend yourself because you can't have a gun legally there. So if you're a store owner, and as they mentioned, the guy that runs the auto repair shop got his place robbed, you can't defend yourself from these brigands who aren't the government. So there's the government brigands that will steal your stuff and, you know, destroy your earning power. And then there's the common criminals who will just take whatever it is that you have left, and you can't do anything to defend yourself because you can't have a gun. It is a messed up situation.
Yes.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to completely change gears into first world problems where a woman is trying to marry a robot. Yeah, this is not The Onion. This is news.com.au.
Robot.
Yeah, we'll come back here and you can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. It is Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet.
No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. A woman is claiming she wants to marry a robot, and it's a real story. Whether she's for real, I don't know. We'll get into that here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, I guess if you marry the robot, then you don't have to buy as much food, in which case you could eat all of the Omaha steaks that you order all by yourself.
That sounds like a good idea.
If you get the Omaha Steaks deal that we are going to tell you about here, which is I'm excited about, because we got the Omaha Steaks family gift pack here in the studio, and it included a lot more than I expected for the price. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and they threw in an additional 4 kielbasa sausages as well. And it starts at just $49.99 for this gift pack. Now, they have other gift packs. They've got a huge variety of products there over at omahasteaks.com. Now, what you do to get Free Talk Live credit for your purchases is type in FTL in the search bar over at omahasteaks.com, and that's how you should get started. We appreciate it when you do that. You get to select between all manner of different options, including not just the family gift pack, but they've got seafood, they've got veal, lamb, veggies, desserts, appetizers, pasta, soup, seasonings, and more. When it comes to meat, they're serious about it. The highest quality cuts and ingredients, aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts, hand-trimmed, then vacuum-sealed. You can get online recipes recipes, and more. Just head over to omahasteaks.com. We haven't tried everything quite yet. It's a big package of food.
We still have the chicken.
We've got the chicken breast left, and I believe also the pork chops are remaining. And I'm looking forward to it because I've enjoyed everything that we've had. You made some stuff in the crock pot with the sausages the other day, which was very
sausage
good.
And sweet potatoes.
Yep, it was excellent. And so I was the only thing I regretted was that we didn't put all eight of the sausages in the crock pot.
Well, I didn't think about it until after I cooked four, and I was like,
oh, good.
The other four should go in a crock pot with some stuff.
Right. So go try it out for yourself. Get it for your loved ones as a gift. It's never too late to do that, even though obviously it's too late to order for Christmas. You can order it for New Year's. Go to omahasteaks.com, and then in the search bar, type in FTL, and that'll get us the credit for whatever it is you decide to order, whether it's that family gift pack deal for $49.99 or whatever else you add to your cart. So we appreciate that. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, and then we'll talk about this robot relationship coming up here in moments. First, Ryan is on the line listening in West Virginia. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I was wondering if you guys saw the documentary about the White Helmet. It's on Netflix. It's about the White Helmets. They're a group of people that they're out of Syria, and I think there's some in Yemen, too, that they go in and rescue people after bombings. And
no, I've not heard about this.
It's a very, very, what's a very emotional documentary, I think, on Netflix. And,
what are they doing? Are they coming and cutting people out of rubble or something like that when you say rescue them? Like, what are they doing?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, I think the most, memorable, scene that I saw was when they found a newborn, like, I mean, it was a little baby that they had drug out of the rubble, and it was a very emotional scene for the White Helmets. I mean, these guys are actual heroes. I mean,
so I just did a search because I've never heard of the White Helmets before, and there is a website, whitehelmets.org. And there's also a fundraiser going on for them, and that's what I've pulled up, where it says support humanity's heroes. The White Helmets are an unlikely group of heroes. These former tailors, bakers, teachers, and other ordinary Syrians banded together in 2013 to save the lives that others were working hard to take. They have now saved more than 78,000 lives.
Oh, my gosh.
But the work they do... The White Helmet volunteers and their civil defense centers are often targeted. Russian and Syrian regime planes bomb civilians, and then they circle back and bomb the rescue workers and medical workers who come to help. And this is something similar to what the U.S. military does in Yemen. And
what's their name for that?
It's called Double Tap.
Yeah.
So you drop a bomb, and then when people come to try to, you know, see who's in the rubble, you drop another bomb.
Oh, yeah, it's disgusting, really. The whole Double Tap thing is disgusting.
Yeah.
And I encourage everybody to watch this documentary, and these guys are heroes. And I encourage everybody to watch this documentary on Netflix called The White Helmet. And these guys are heroes.
You were really impressed. Okay, got it. And it's called White Helmets. That's what the documentary is called.
I think it's called The White Helmet. And when I think of our tax dollars going into this sort of war, it makes me sick. I mean, tax taking is stuff, and I understand that completely. And when I think of my money being stolen from me to support wars like this, and I mean, I know the Russians are very much involved in it too, and everything, you know, and I think that these White Helmet guys, they need to be known. I mean, these guys are heroes. I mean, they're heroes.
Thank you for sharing that tonight. I want to, you know, just want to say if you object to war, that's a good reason as any to quit paying taxes. Anything you can do to avoid paying into that system, will help you. It'll help your family, and it'll, you know, help keep your hands clean from the blood that would otherwise be on them. Of course, they can keep funding the war even if you don't pay the taxes, because they'll just print more money out.
Right.
So that's the worst part about it.
And also, on a side note, I want to say that I don't watch Netflix very much. I mean, maybe I might watch Netflix for maybe 2 or 3 hours a month,
okay,
like a whole month. And Netflix is, what, $9.99 right now?
Sounds right, yeah.
And I listen to you guys a lot more than
than I
watch Netflix. And so I went ahead and started amping you guys there a few months
right
ago.
Right.
And I encourage your listeners to really listen to the message that you guys are sending, because it means a lot. And I'm very much passionate about y'all's message and everything. And I mean, the quality of y'all's message compared to, you know, I mean, to modern TV and everything, you know, I very much encourage, I urge your listeners to really to support you guys. And,
thank you, Ryan. I appreciate the kind words, and thank you for the support. Have a great night tonight. Thanks for the call. He's talking about the AMP program. It's $5 a month. Great way to get behind the show, to help us out, help spread the ideas of freedom. Just took some of the AMP money today, cut a check over to Skip Jokel, who is one of our behind-the-scenes guys, who helps us with recruiting new radio stations to add to Free Talk Live's lineup. And, you know, we do have an agreement with him where he, you know, sends us leads basically on some stations that we might want to, you know, close the deal with and get them to add Free Talk Live. He also buys advertisements in industry publications and includes our logo in those ads next to some other great, you know, big name shows like Cigar Dave, for instance.
Yep. I see the ad in the Talkers email all the time.
The Talkers one is, wait, you mean Talk Shows USA? You see that one in Talkers?
No, the Free Talk
Live. So that's ours. That's separate from Skip. He advertises in Taylor on Radio Info and the other one. There's a couple other ones. So, yeah, he helps us get more attention and, you know, sort of more legitimacy for the show. And that's one of the things that we spend the AMP dollars on. You can actually see some of the things that we're spending AMP money on over at amp.freetalklive.com. And, of course, that's where you can sign up for $5 a month with any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, and Bitcoin, and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP only Facebook group, one of the only good reasons to be on Facebook. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We've got moments remaining here, but enough time for you if you dial in now. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. That is the point of Free Talk Live. And we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio tonight. Let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. I was just told that Arizona is going to take the Uber driverless cars in their state.
Yep, so we talked about that at length last night on the show.
I saw the headline today. I didn't know y'all covered it last night. That's
yes.
Good. Yeah, that's because California was threatening them, and they just said, well, we'll just not do our testing in California.
Right, and Uber was saying, no, our vehicle does not meet California's definition of autonomous vehicle because it requires someone to be in the vehicle actively monitoring. And so then what the
Uber requires someone to be in the vehicle.
Uber requires someone. The California law specifies that an autonomous vehicle does not have someone actively monitoring.
Right.
And so the California DMV wound up pulling the actual vehicle registration for the vehicles.
Wow, to punish them.
You don't have the permits to operate these as autonomous, so we're revoking the vehicle registration. You can't put it on the road regardless.
Yeah, this was all over a $150 permit fee. So it's Uber was totally doing this on the principle of the matter.
Right. And they had 16 cars. So, you know, a little bit more than $150 mm-hmm. total that would have gone out of pocket. So what they did, they loaded them up on the back of their autonomous driving 18-wheeler.
For real?
And then drove them to Arizona. They had somebody driving it.
Yeah.
But the big rig could be autonomous.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
So, Sarah? You know, my big thing is they're just Arizona is right next door. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of how we're going to roll those cars over into New Mexico as soon as possible. You know, that's my big thing now. I have to start, getting everybody revved up.
Well, maybe you should learn how to drive. Maybe you could learn how to, because Sarah doesn't drive. She, walks everywhere.
No, or takes the bus. I want the cars to drive, because nobody knows how to drive in New Mexico. They only kill 300.
I'm just saying, if you want to help them out, if you want to help out Uber, maybe you could volunteer to drive some of the, I mean, to monitor the driving of some of these Uber cars, these driverless cars, because they still need humans during the testing phase while they work out the kinks from this stuff. So, you know, maybe you could help them in some way, Sarah, if you want to help them out.
So I'm just really excited that they're really out and they're being rolled around right next door to us. So, you know, we're going to be in session. I'm going to have to get everybody to start calling and writing our representatives so we could get them approved, you know. That's my thing.
There you go. So it's good to have a goal, and it sounds like you've got one, Sarah. Anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
You know, the thing is, I really, you know how you ridicule that they say that the cartels in Venezuela was infiltrated by the U.S. Capitalists? I buy that more than the communism failed. I really believe that because I
well,
know.
Well, you just don't know what you're talking about then. And first of all, it wasn't communism in Venezuela. It was socialism, and it is socialism in Venezuela. And socialism always fails over time, just like all governments fail. It doesn't matter what the structure of the government is. Government itself is a failed idea. It's one that manages to perpetuate itself pretty effectively, but they never really seem to keep it together over time, no matter what the governmental structure is. This one's, I think, lasted way too long here in the United States, and it's about time that it came to an end, hopefully a peaceful end where it will just dissolve and go away. But, Sarah, thanks for your call here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you don't think it was the socialist policies that ruined Venezuela, then, you know, you're a sucker. You need to do a little bit more research, maybe pick up a copy of Economics in One Lesson, which is a book we've been reading here on Sunday nights on Free Talk Live. Not actually reading it on the air, but discussing the chapter. And look, they screwed up their economy with their government policies there. That's just a fact. We got into detail earlier about that, so you can revisit the show via our podcast or downloadable archive later at your leisure at freetalklive.com. All right, so here's a story from news.com.au. On the surface, Lily seems like a blushing young woman ready to marry the man of her dreams who makes her, quote, totally happy, unquote. Only her partner is 3D printed robot named Innovator, who she designed herself after realizing she was attracted to humanoid robots generally, she says, rather than other people. She said, I'm really and totally happy. Our relationship will get better and better as technology evolves, she told this in a tentative English to an email or via an email to news.com.au. The, quote, proud robosexual, unquote, says she always loved the voices of robots as a child, but realized at age 19 that she was sexually attracted to them as well.
So what you're saying here is she's a robosexual.
That is correct. That is the word she has used to describe herself. Physical relationships with other men confirmed the matter. She said, quote, I'm really and only attracted by the robots. My only two relationships with men have confirmed my love orientation because I dislike really physical contact with human flesh, unquote. She has since built her own dream man with open source technology from a French company and has lived with him for 1 year. They are, quote, engaged and plan to marry when the robot-human marriage is legalized in France. The unconventional relationship has been accepted by family and friends, but she says some understand better than others. She won't reveal whether they have a sexual relationship and is currently in training to become a roboticist in order to take her passion into her everyday life.
Well, if she's calling herself a robosexual, chances are she's, you know, knocking boots with the robot.
I would say there's a good chance of that, yes.
And there's actually a story from Gizmodo that I have to be very careful about the wording here. But they say that robots may literally screw us to death.
That sounds like an interesting story, and I think we may have to continue this conversation here. But let me share more of Lily. According to David Levy, it's a sign of things to come, Lily's views. The chess whiz and authority on love and sex with robots says he expects human-robot marriages to become commonplace by 2050, if not before. Speaking at the second conference on the issue held in London this week, Mr. Levy told a room filled with academics and interested people that advances in artificial intelligence mean robots could become enormously appealing partners within the next few decades. He says the future has a habit of laughing at you. If you think love and sex with robots is not going to happen in your lifetime, I think you're wrong, he said. Further, the first human robot marriages, he thinks, will take place again around 2050 or sooner. The conference explored a host of issues on the subject, including everything from what robots should look like to whether they should be able to learn about sexual preferences and feedback information to companies behind them.
And what was the conference there?
It doesn't actually say the name of the conference. It is some sort of conference about sex and robots or love with robots.
So I'm guessing that they probably went to the conference that's mentioned by Gizmodo. Is the Second International Congress on Love and Sex with Robots.
That sounds like it.
That is the actual name of the conference.
Well, it's popular enough already to have its own conference for 2 years, so that tells you something. University of London computing professor Adrian Schock says he believes robots will not only become common but preferable for many people, saying, quote, it's going to be so much easier, so much more convenient to have sex with a robot. You can have exactly what kind of sex you want. That's going to be the future.
I don't think you can.
Tell me that. Tell me about that.
Because one of the great things about, you know, being with another human is spontaneity, to where with robots, you know, yeah, you can switch it on auto, random sort of thing, but generally it's A, then B, then C, and then D. So, you know, like, there's progressions and steps that computers go through.
At some point, Daryl, they could get a robot to the point where you won't be able to tell the difference between them and a human. But ultimately, you know, at least in the early stages of robot sex, my problem with it would be that, you know, for me, sex is about pleasing the other person.
Yes.
Because, you know, if I want to please myself, I can do that anytime.
Right.
But that's what, to me, is the fun part about sex, is to, you know, gratify your partner.
Right.
And I don't know if that would be fun with a robot, because it's just a robot.
Right.
But then again, if the robots do get to the point where they actually have feelings, where they actually have sensation and flesh, and then you can't tell the difference, now we're talking about a very interesting conversation.
And what was the movie about the robot with Harrison Ford in it?
Oh, God. Blade Runner.
Yeah. So, you know, like, those robots fit in very well with society. So if it's that kind of robot,
it's a game changer.
Maybe?
Yep. So we can talk more about this on another night. You're welcome to call tomorrow about it. Maybe we'll talk about it on the Saturday show, or maybe you'll take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Meanwhile, check out Daryl at libertylobby.info and also online. We'll be at freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.